Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of Why Don't I Just Get Started? And I am your host, Robert Farrell. It is July, no, it's not July. It is March 23rd, 2007. No, 2000, oh my God. It's 2015. I'm a couple months in the future and quite a few years into the past, but it is March 23rd, 2013. And if I seem a little strange tonight, it is because I have been studying pretty much most of the day. I have started a master's program, an online master's program in U.S. history, and I'm really glad that I did it. I think it will be very good for me. It's very difficult, and I'll be honest, I've thought a couple of times, oh, I don't think I can do this. It's just too hard. Then I realized that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, maybe not millions, but a lot of people have done this, and they've survived it, and they've gotten through it. And even fewer people, but a significant number certainly, have gone on to get a PhD. So what I'm doing is not impossible. It's not unprecedented. It's difficult. At this point, it's the most difficult thing. It feels like the most difficult thing I've ever done. So I set a goal, and I wrote this in my most recent blog, which was Friday, and that's on Why Don't I Just Get Started, robertf71.blogspot.com. I had a technical difficulty, so let me get back to it. So I'm doing a master's program. It's very difficult, and I made a commitment, which can be seen in my most recent blog at robertf71.blogspot.com. And my goal is to have studied for 80 hours by the time I return to school or to work, school and work, same thing for me, by the time I return to work 2 weeks from today. So 80 hours is 8 hours a day, and that seems like a reasonable goal, still giving me 4 days, actually 6 days, to not have to do anything. And it seems reasonable, but it's a hard goal, and there's some good news and bad news about all of it. The good news is, as soon as I wrote that blog, declared my goal publicly, I started studying. And that night I studied for 1 hour. And then over the weekend I studied for a few more hours, 5 or 6 more hours. And then today I studied for about 5 hours or so. I've studied for 14 hours so far, which brings me down to 66 hours of study that I have to do in order to reach my goal. So that's the good news. I got started right away, and I'll say this, that if you set a goal, if you get some time, get started right away. Don't delay, even if you think you have a lot of time. And I've said this before, I think I even said it in my last radio show, and that is, I don't know if there's a name for this principle, but it goes like this. If I have 2 hours to work And I think, well, I have 2 hours to work. I'm going to take the first hour and just goof off and then work really hard the second hour. What often has happened to me is that if I goof off in that first hour, something happens and I lose the second hour somehow. And something unexpected happens. And it takes away that second hour I thought I was going to get. But what I found, conversely, I believe is the correct word, is if I know I have 2 hours to do something and I start right away, it may take longer than 2 hours, but I find that somehow something happens and I wind up getting more time than I thought I was going to get. So I started right away on Friday night, and I worked much of Saturday and a little bit on Sunday, and I've worked a lot today. And as I said, I've done 14 hours worth of study in the last 4 days, really 3 days. And I'll probably do another hour or so tonight. But this is hard. It's hard, and I'm only in the really, well, I guess I'm into my third, maybe my third day of it. But first of all, I have ADHD or ADHD-like symptoms. It is really hard for me to stay focused. And so I thought about this, and I'm talking about it now on this show because, one, it helps me to talk, and two, it may help you in your own study habits or your own work habits. What I'm going to do tomorrow is, and I did it a lot, I did it at least once today, and I forgot to keep doing it, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to set my timer. I'm going to set it for 50 minutes. And for 50 minutes, I'm not going to get distracted. I'm just going to work. And then at the end of 50 minutes, then I can goof off. Because I have ADHD, I get distracted really easily. And then there's just all the normal procrastination that I think all of us struggle with. And where does this come from? Well, for me, it comes from fear. It comes from fear of looking at the work I have to do, feeling inadequate, feeling overwhelmed, but mostly feeling inadequate. Like, I can't possibly do this. I'll give you an example. When I first started, I had an online forum that I had to respond to. And when I looked at the posts of my colleagues, my coworkers, I thought, oh my gosh, these guys are brilliant. They're just brilliant. I'm not this smart. I can't do this. And I felt really outclassed. Responded anyway, and I got it done. And then there's another principle involved here, and that is that if you just get started, don't worry about how good it is or not good, or don't compare yourself to other people. Just get the flipping thing started and done. Now, I'm also involved in another class through my job, and I had to do more online work. And I was very resentful about it. I didn't want to do it. And the work was pretty demanding. And I got to a point where I just thought, oh, for gosh sake, I'm just going to write some stuff. Now, I didn't write anything. I responded as well as I could. But rather than overwhelm myself with, is this right? Is this wrong? I'm not sure. I just got something out there. And I guess it was fine because the next day I got a message back saying, assignment completed. So it was done. Now, was it 100%? It didn't matter because it wasn't graded. But it was done. It was done. It was done. Thank you, Jesus, God. Thank you. It was done. And sometimes we've just got to get it out there. Now, does that mean we don't do our best? No, of course not. But I think, well, I'm going to say not I think. It is, I believe, a form of resistance, a form of self-sabotage to try to make it, quote, perfect. I think it's just a form of self-sabotage, a way of saying, well, if it's not perfect, I'm not going to do it. And the real issue is you don't want to do it. And you've just got to say, no, I'm just going to get it out there. What is perfect? What is perfect? Is the Mona Lisa more perfect than the Last Supper? Is the Brooklyn Bridge more perfect than the Golden Gate Bridge? Is, I don't know, but is one thing more perfect than another? Is You Are Everything by the Stylistics more perfect than Just My Imagination by Eddie Kendricks and the Temptations? I mean, what is this? Does perfect mean it's like everything else? Or do we each have our own form of perfection to contribute to the world? And do we do so simply by putting it out there? Now, I've got work to do, and I need to get it put out there. And what I don't need to do is limit myself by worrying if it's perfect. Simply need to get it out there. We sabotage ourselves by trying to make things perfect. Let's just get it done. Let's simply get it done. And then, and this was a possibility that I had considered last week when doing this other online, there is a possibility that my professor would have sent it back saying, no, you got this wrong, redo it, fix it, correct it, whatever. But it didn't happen. I got back, assignment completed. And I don't know if I got all the answers right. And honestly, I don't care. Because if I really messed it up, then it's on my professor to tell me. It's up to him to let me know. But I'll assume I got the answers right or I did fine with it. And it's interesting because I shared my work with a colleague and she disagreed with one of my answers. And I don't know what she put. And I really don't care. I'll assume that she also put hers out there. And it may or may not be different from mine. But I'll assume that hers is also perfect because she put it out there. She just got it done. And that's what we need to do. We just need to get our work done. And again, I'm not arguing for mediocrity. I'm not arguing for doing less than our best. But again, also, again, I think the idea that something has to be perfect or flawless is really a deceitful, charming lie that keeps us from getting anything done. So tomorrow, I think I've done good work today. I did not get in 8 hours of study, but I probably got in a good 5 or 6, and I'm very, very happy about that. And I will most likely work tomorrow. Well, I mean, obviously, yes, I'm obviously going to work tomorrow, but I might do, as I said, another hour tonight, and that will be good. And I'm just going to get this done. Now, will I make my 80 hours? I don't know. But here's the thing. I studied more, honestly, I studied more in the last weekend than I think I studied most quarters at UCSD. And this isn't about regret or shame or any of that stuff. It's just, it's actually a pat on the back because I'm really working diligently. Now, can I improve? Sure. Can I be more focused? Absolutely. Can I be more efficient? Obviously. But I'm getting something done. I'm reading my books, I'm doing my writing, I'm doing the assignments, and they're hard. They're really hard. I have 4 things due this week, and they all seem really hard. But here's the thing. They're all due by Sunday at about 9 o'clock, Sunday night, 9 o'clock my time. And actually, I have about six things to do. One of them is due tomorrow. All the rest are due. One of more is due Friday. All the rest are due Saturday or Sunday. But here it is, Monday, and I've already done a good portion of the work. I'm really, really excited about this. It is. I had a professor once that who said, people don't change. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But here's the thing. I'm doing things differently than I used to do. Now, I'm putting a lot of stress on myself at some levels, but I'm still doing more than I've ever done in my life. And honestly, when I was in college, I didn't do this kind of work. I didn't have this kind of focus. I didn't have this kind of energy. I remember once in community college, I had an Easter week off, and I had all these grand ideas of how I was going to spend my time. I was going to use that week to get caught up and to study, and I was so excited, and I don't think I opened one book of one day of that whole week. And I remember going back the following Monday after the vacation, and somebody said, how was your week? And I said, it was not good. I didn't study at all. And my classmate said, oh, mine was good for exactly that reason, because I didn't study at all. But I had this goal. I wanted to study, and I didn't. I let other things happen, and I don't remember what happened. I don't remember how I spent that week. But I remember that I didn't spend it studying. And so now, almost 30 years later, I am, more than 30 years later, I am doing my best to look to the future and know when Monday, April 6th comes, I'm going to be able to look back and say, hey, I really did my best, or hey, I'm really disappointed because I didn't do my best. And I may or may not share that with anyone, or I might. I remember when I had set a goal to get a book published last year, and or a year before that, actually. And I remember when I did, going back to work the next day, feeling so proud of myself. I remember I could not sleep that night, the night before, because I was so proud of myself. I got the book done. I got it published. I got it out there. And I was so proud of myself that I couldn't sleep because I was so excited. I'd reached this goal. Now, as I said, I've made this very, very difficult goal of studying for 80 hours for the next 2 weeks. I have studied for 14 of them, and if you do the math, I only work weekdays, and that means I have to study about 7 1/3 hours every day. If I work the weekends, then I have to study about a little over 5 hours a day. And I think I can do this. I really do. I don't think it's undoable, but I really need to stay ahead of it. I don't want to let my guard down. I want to keep going every day until I've reached 80 hours. And if by some crazy miracle, let's say just for giggles and grins, if you will, let's just say hypothetically that I study 12 hours a day without stop, 12 hours a day for the next 6 days, no, 5 days, or no, six, 5 1/2 days. Let's say I study 12 hours a day for the next 5 1/2 days, and I reach my 80 hours goal. Well, then I'm done. and I'll stop. But I'm going to push, and I'm not planning to study 12 hours a day. But I'm going to push as much as I can and stay healthy with it. Now, here's the thing. This goal is exciting, and it's very helpful that I have quantified it as much as I can with the number of hours and the number of hours per day and all of that, the number of hours and the number of hours per day that are necessary. So it's really good that I've quantified it. It makes it much more workable. However, it's still difficult. It really is. Brian Tracy said that whenever we set a goal, it will take longer and it will be harder than we thought. And that's true. I sat there today looking at one of my assignments, and it's the how to do citations. And it's using the Chicago Manual of Style. By citations, I mean taking notes and attributing your bibliography notes to the right sources in the correct way. And so there's 15 of these we have to do. And you think, well, how hard is that? It's really hard because you have to go through this giant, giant book called the Chicago Manual of Style. It's this huge, huge book. Now, we have it online, but I went and bought a copy just because I like to have books. And it's this huge, huge, huge book. It's got to be over 1,000 pages on how to cite things. And so I did the first one, and it took me, seemed forever. And then I did the second one, and that took quite a while. And then I saw the third one, and I just started laughing because it was even harder. And I just said, okay. And I got some ideas out there, and then I left it alone for a while, and I might go back to it tomorrow. But it's just hard. This whole thing is hard. And when we set goals, we have to realize that they're going to be hard. If they're not hard, they're not really goals. Let me give you an example. If I wash my dishes and clean my kitchen, I guess that's a bit of a goal, but it's not a real one. Not for most people who are healthy and can do that in a few minutes. Why? Because I'm not saying that washing the dishes or cleaning the kitchen doesn't bring some satisfaction, but I don't see it as a huge goal. I see it as just a task that needs to get done, and when we do it, we feel better and cleans up our area and brings a little feng shui to the place, and it's nice, and it feels good to do something physical, and it feels good to do something where there are immediate results. But it's not a goal. Goals have to be difficult, I think. They don't have to be impossible, but I think they really do have to have some level of difficulty. Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point? I think about chess. Now, I'm not a very good chess player, but I enjoy the game. But there are two times I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it when I am completely outclassed by, I don't enjoy it when I'm playing someone and they just clean the board with me. It's no fun. I also don't enjoy it, however, when I'm cleaning the board with someone. I don't like destroying an opponent. I like to have it be an even match, and I like it when the possibility exists that I could lose. Not the certainty, but the possibility. That's what makes it exciting. And there is a possibility I could lose in this master's program. There's the possibility I won't reach my 80 hours. There's the possibility I won't pass my class. There's the possibility I won't get through this program. It's real. It's going down for real. And that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes an adventure. Now, I like comic books. And I like the superheroes. And I was thinking different comics that I've been reading lately, like older copies of The Black Panther or Cage by Brian Azzarello. There's Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. And there's these different comics that I really enjoy. And the ones that I really enjoy all involve a terrific struggle in which the possibility of defeat is present. So as I'm going through this master's program, I want to be really clear. It's difficult. And it's just as difficult as if it were a physical task. It's just as difficult as if it were anything else that is new and challenging. Now, if I were out digging ditches all day, that would be difficult, and it would be difficult in a different way. Point is, it's difficult. And I want to be clear on that. And maybe you're saying, oh, really hard. You sit around and read and write all day. But it is. It's difficult. And it's pushing me to my limits. And that's okay. Because if it's not difficult, it's really not worth doing. So I'm glad I'm doing it. I'm really glad. And as I said, what I'm going to do differently is I'm going to set a I'm going to write out some goals tonight of things I want to get done tomorrow. I'm going to set my alarm for 15-minute increments. I'm also going to try to get up a little earlier. I got up at about 9 today, and so that cost me some time. And if I sleep in, I sleep in. I got 8 hours sleep last night, and that was wonderful. And I got a nap today, and that was wonderful. And I got a lot of studying done today, and that was wonderful. So I've been putting it out there. I've been doing my work. And here's the other thing that I'm learning from this. Maybe it's just me. So I'll put it in the first person. Oh my gosh, time's up. I have this picture that when I study and work, it's going to look really pretty. It's not going to be sloppy. It's not going to be messy. It's going to go smoothly. And I don't think that's the case. But I'm still going to do it. And I think that's the goal. We all need to set. Just get something done. Get it done. If it's not pretty, it's fine. I told my daughter once, and she remembered this advice. I said, it doesn't have to be sexy. It just has to be a win. And when she was playing softball. And I think that's a good lesson to live by. It doesn't have to be sexy. It just has to be a win. So I got 5 hours with my ADHD and my distractedness and my confusion and my uncertainty and my fear. I got it in by 5 hours. It wasn't sexy, but I did it. It was a win. And I might go do another hour or so tonight. And tomorrow, I'll improve my game and get even better. It will never be perfect, never. But it will always be a win as long as I keep doing it. If you need a coach, a mentor, a speaker, a writer, an editor, or anything else that I can do, give me a call, 619-672-0378. Give me a call. I look forward to it.